This is a podcast from Rover.
A skinny pumpkin. Oh no, I start with me, my name. Start again.
I hope this is still in.
Okay. Hi. No, because I can't have her putting her...
Oh, is it annoying for you? Like when you were squeaking your chair during Meg's turn?
Meg's mic was off.
Okay.
During mine. Hi, I'm Dan Webby. This is The Skinny Pumpkin, written by Andrea Kazmark and illustrated by Tamara Nguyen.
Okay, wait, it's fine. No one's asleep yet anyway. Yeah, are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, now is when people start falling asleep.
Most pumpkins are round and big and bright and orange. But as Izzy walked around the market looking for perfect pumpkins, she noticed this one. A skinny, sad-looking pumpkin. She picked up the droopy, not-so-bright orange pumpkin to show her brother. Just leave it. There are so many better ones, he laughed. But Izzy couldn't leave that sad-looking pumpkin. She held it up close to her cheek and thought she heard the tiniest little voice say,
"Take me, please."
I don't like that voice.
Take me, please.
That's the one.
I thought the first one was better.
Do you like the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. She heard the tiniest little voice say,
"Take me, please."
Of course pumpkins can't talk. She picked up some more and held them against her cheek, but heard nothing at all. What had she just imagined? But still, that skinny, sad pumpkin wouldn't let her go. She picked it up again.
"You're crazy," said her brother.
"There are so many bigger, better pumpkins around, and you want that skinny, sad-looking one." Izzy did. That pumpkin was different, and she knew it. That pumpkin was special, but she didn't quite know how. Had it really whispered to her? She held it to her cheek again.
"Thank you,"
she thought she heard. Izzy decided that her brother was right. Talking, well, whispering pumpkins, that's crazy, aren't they? Later, they took their pumpkins to Grandma's. Grandma was helping with Halloween costumes too.
"What a sad, skinny little pumpkin," Grandma turned it around. "Maybe we can do a sad pumpkin makeup to match."
Izzy loved the idea. She pulled her saddest, droopiest face. "So sad, me, with my sad pumpkin." Izzy's Halloween costume was different, very different. An orange cloak, a sad, droopy orange face, and a skinny, sad pumpkin with a tea light inside it. Izzy held her pumpkin near to her cheek.
"You look great,"
her skinny, sad pumpkin whispered to her, or so she thought. All the others had brighter costumes, red devil capes, green witch's hats. Even Lola's white ghostly costume was brighter than Izzy's sad, dull orange pumpkin. But Izzy felt good. Why can't pumpkins be sad and droopy like me and my pumpkin? And Izzy thought she heard her pumpkin whisper.
"Yes, sometimes we're all sad."
Trick-or-treating was good. In fact, this time Izzy got more candy. People commented on her unusually sad-looking pumpkin. One lady even said,
"Oh, how clever. Your pumpkin winked at me. How did you do that?"
Izzy frowned and held her pumpkin to her cheek. "Did you wink?" her pumpkin whispered back.
"Why not?"
Izzy laughed out loud, and her crazy talking pumpkin, she gave it a little kiss.
"You were just the craziest pumpkin," she said.
Later, they shared out all the candy. Izzy got loads more. It must be that creepy pumpkin. Children all laughed, and Mum told them all to put out their pumpkins with a fresh tea lights at the front door.
"They all look so pretty."
"That's a good way to end Halloween," she smiled. But Izzy's brother said... Oh no, that's what he said. Yeah. "Except the weird pumpkin... that just jokes scary."
Did she imagine it?
Or did her pumpkin whisper back,
nice to scare you.
Sorry, well now, hold on, what's happened here is... Hi, Daisy. Oh, this is perfect. We've got a child that is... Honestly, can I just say, that's the fucking boringest story I've ever listened to in my life. That is the most piece... Who's the woman that wrote this? I'm going to call her out again. What was her name? I'm going to scroll back. That's not even... Clint, that is not even halfway through. That's the fucking most...
thank God. Honestly, we were saved by daughter Daisy.
It should be called the longest fucking boring pumpkin. That is the shittest... Andrea Kazmark is your name. You should fucking... Honestly, you should be in prison. That is the biggest waste of time.
Hey, Daisy, do not listen to Uncle Danny saying naughty words.
Daisy.
You do not need
hello,
to know.
Now, if you ever... Daisy... If you ever read a book, don't listen to Andrea. Okay.
You're going down. There you go.
Yo. Oh, my God. Isn't that shocking?
Yo.
Does anybody want to hear the last bit of it?
Hey, my babe.
Because it's really sad. The skinny pumpkin actually dies. Anyway. Oh, this has been railroaded, isn't it? So. No. All good. That's fine.
What was the story?
Oh, you don't want to know, Guy. It's about a skinny pumpkin. Yeah. Honestly, the most boring story I've ever read. And I was trying to spice it up with voices. Nothing. Nothing.
Thank you, my darling.
Pathetic.
What happens at the end?
I don't care what happens at the end. To be honest, I wouldn't care if Izzy and the pumpkin die.
Hello, Daisy.
Why would they read it? Why would
you read it? Dan was trying to put people to sleep.
Honestly, now, Clint, it's your turn, and I hope your story is fucking boring.
Meg sent them all to us. Stop swearing in front of the 2.5-year-old who is at that impressionable age where she's absorbing everything she hears,
don't you
Dan.
Don't ever repeat fucking what Uncle Dan said. Oh, she's putting us together.
Bye, guys.